Nudity. Men and women, supposed to be guided by the Holy Spirit, held meetings in a state of nudity. They talked about holy flesh. They said they were beyond the power of temptation, and they sang, and shouted, and made all manner of noisy demonstrations. These men and women were not bad, but they were deceived and deluded. Satan was molding the work, and sensuality was the result. The cause of God was dishonored. Truth, sacred truth, was leveled in the dust by human agencies. The authorities of the land interfered, and several of the ringleaders were incarcerated within prison walls. By those who were confined in prison, this interference was termed persecution for the truth's sake, and thus truth was clothed with garments spotted with the flesh. I presented the reproof of the Lord regarding this kind of work, showing that its influence was making the truth objectionable and disgusting to the community. I bore my testimony, declaring that these fanatical movements, this din and noise, were inspired by the spirit of Satan, who was working miracles to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Letter 132, 1900. Portions in